The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.
World Bank report warns Ghana's recovery is threatened by uncertainty surrounding global economic upturn. Also in this bulletin, Ghana Mine Workers Union to go on a week demonstration if government fails to terminate mining lease of future gold resources with the Bagosso Prestea mine. Plus, National Petroleum Authority insists oil marketing companies will still be responsible for determining margins and the new pricing regime as it rejects regulatory failure tag by the African Centre for Energy Policy. These and more shortly. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojo-Baka. To our very first story, the country's economic recovery is likely to be affected by uncertainty surrounding rebound of the global economy. This was captured in the latest Africa Pulse report released by the World Bank today. George Yafi tells us more.
The report noted that the recovery that we are seeing in Ghana and other African countries can still be classified as fragile. This because it is dependent on things improving in those developed countries that have heavily supported Ghana over the years and are now facing some challenges. It is for this reason that the World Bank is worried about how these developments could impact badly on Ghana going forward. The Africa Pulse report revealed that contribution of the global economy to Ghana's growth in African countries will remain modest. The bank was, however, quick to add that monetary policy rate cuts in the global economy may go a long way to aid investments into Ghana and other African countries from next year. The World Bank also revealed that growth that we are seeing in the country is fueled by private sector consumption. It however maintained that further cuts in the policy rate are still needed to bring inflation rate to appreciable levels in the country. The bank also raised concerns about how growth supported by the private sector could be hampered because of the depletion of stock of excess savings accrued during the COVID-19 pandemic. The World Bank in the report added that maybe the time has come for Ghana and other African countries to look at financing their own development rather than depending on external donors. It has resulted in these huge debts that are threatening the stability of Ghana.
George Yafi with that report. Banking consultant Dr. Richmond Ituahini has stated that some banks are beginning to struggle as a result of high non-performing loans recorded in the sector. He is of the view that the levels of bad loans recorded by banks threatens the economy. Dr. Ituahini has called for prudent fiscal measures to help the Bank of Ghana with its monetary policy interventions.
The non-performing in 2022, December, was 15%. As I speak to you, according to governor's own statement, it has hit 24.6%. And from the literature, if you read any literature, especially from Levine and Valencia, 2018, a paper done by IMF staff, any country, especially developing country, that has a non-performing more than 10-20%, your banking sector is in serious trouble.
banking consultant, Dr. Richmond Etiahini, speaking there. Now, the Director General of the World Trade Organization, Dr. Ngozi Nkojo-Nwela, is calling on West African leaders to reform trade through diversification as a new normal to grow in the midst of global challenges. According to her, African continent as a whole is attracting investors through trade to stimulate economic growth and create employment, hence the need to diversify. She was speaking at the ECOWAS Investment Forum in Lome. Here is a report from the two-day event.
Giving a keynote speech at the just-ended ECOWAS Investment Forum in Lome, Togo, Dr. Ngozi Nwela noted that despite challenges such as the COVID-19 pandemic and the war in Ukraine, international trade has rebounded and progressed. She said in the last quarter of 2023, the volume of goods exchanged was 6.3% higher than the peak reached before the pandemic in the third quarter of 2019. According to her, despite various challenges, the strategy has been to decentralize and diversify supply chains, a process the WTO refers to as reglobalization, with the aim of bringing more regions out of marginality into the global arena while stimulating job creation. The ECOWAS Investment Forum 2024 took place in Lome, Togo, organized by the ECOWAS Bank for Investment and Development in partnership with the government of the Togolese Republic and the government of India through Exim Bank India. Executive Vice President at the Africa Export Import Bank, Mrs. Kanayo Awani, called on member nations to remain resilient in their cost to ensure infrastructure development for the sub-region.
And to some other stories, the National Petroleum Authority is rejecting claims of regulatory failure by the African Center for Energy Policy, ACEP. It follows plans to introduce benchmark for pricing of petroleum products from April 16, which the ACEP has described as misplaced priority looking at the current challenges facing the sector. But the National Petroleum Authority, in a statement issued today, said ACEP's argument is due to lack of understanding of developments in the industry. The NPA argued that under the new price floor for petroleum products, the various players will still be entitled to set their margins. It therefore maintained that the new guideline will not in any way stifle competition in the sector and pricing of petroleum products. The Ghana Mine Workers Union has threatened to embark on a week demonstration beginning from 15th to 21st April 2024 at the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources and the Flagstaff House if government fails to terminate the mining lease of future gold resources of the Bogoso Prestia mine. According to the union, the stalled mining firm has affected the economic livelihoods of over 1,000 direct and indirect workers due to lack of funds to keep the firm running. They are therefore asking government to quickly intervene by looking for new investors to help revamp the once vibrant mine. Addressing the media, General Secretary of the Union, Abdul Mumin Gbana, said they would serve notice to the police and other stakeholders on their intended action.
The livelihoods, like I said, of our members are in a state of a limbo now. As I speak to you, children cannot go to school because incomes have been truncated. They cannot pay school fees. Even medical bills have become an issue. For our members' case, the Minister for Lands and Natural Resources, to ensure that the Bogoso Prestia mine resumes work with immediate effect. And so the union is demanding the minister to do the needful with immediate effect. The union is also proceeding to serve notice in accordance with Article 21, 1D of the Constitution of the Republic of Ghana to embark on a series of actions, including demonstrations. We shall embark on demonstrations at the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources. And it's not just going to be a day's demonstration. We're going to embark on a series of demonstrations that will last 72 hours. We shall proceed to demonstrate at the Jubilee House.
General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union, Abdul Mumin Gbana, speaking there. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Samsure IQ's Brand and Performance Index for 2024 has revealed that Ghanaian consumers were progressively spending more of their hard-earned income on food and non-alcoholic beverages than alcoholic beverages and non-food products. This was attributed to rising inflation, thereby shifting consumer behavior and spending patterns.
Ghanaians are feeling the pinch from high inflation. The study from Samsure IQ shows a significant shift in how Ghanaians are spending their money. According to the report, consumers spend between 40.6 billion cedis and 49.1 billion cedis on fast-moving consumer goods from January to March 2024. Of this amount, food account for 59%, non-alcoholic beverages 16%, alcoholic beverages 12%, and non-food items 13%. With inflation still hovering around 23%, consumers are cutting back on non-essential items and focusing on necessities. The report found a spending increase of 1% and 2% respectively on food and non-alcoholic beverages compared to the same period last year. Analysts are of the view that this trend reflects the average Ghanaian consumer's adaptation to the cost of living crisis by prioritizing basic, essential, and life-saving food and beverage products.
You heard a Business Desk report. For your insurance tip on Manila, we explain retirement planning.
Hello, welcome to Manilab. My name is Ransford Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. Today, we will be talking about retirement. Retirement is a time in life when the main source of income changes from active income to passive income, that is, private investments, pensions, annuities, etc. It can be a mandatory or voluntary withdrawal from the job market. Retirement is often synonymous with the idea of financial independence, which is when your savings and your investments are sufficient to support you for the rest of your life. It's a good time to set a retirement budget, plan a milestone, and prioritize your wellness. In Ghana, the mandatory retirement age is 60, but one can also choose to go on voluntary retirement at the age of 55. Till we come your way again on our next episode of Manilab, please remember to plan well and retire well.
Ransford Mantikwale is the Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees Limited with today's edition of Insurance Tip on Manilab, explaining retirement planning. And that's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa, and Imperial General Assurance, solid protection. To the Ecobank salary account, now it is a special account designed for workers of all income brackets desirous of receiving their salaries through Ecobank. With the Ecobank salary account, you are guaranteed all the benefits of a normal savings or current account plus minimal. Ecobank salary account gives workers free life insurance cover of up to 10,000 cedis, 24/7 access to cash and e-banking services, internet and mobile banking services, high interest on savings, no minimum balance, ability to save through the Ecobank Save as a Spend, a unique feature that helps customers to save and invest. Remember, the insurance policy covers death, permanent or temporary disability, critical illness, hospitalization, retrenchment, and more. Savings or current account holders at Ecobank do not have to close the existing accounts to enjoy the numerous benefits of the Ecobank salary account. Just ask your brand to switch your existing account to the Ecobank salary account. Non-Ecobank account holders should approach any Ecobank branch and ask for the Ecobank salary account. Switch your salary account today and enjoy amazing benefits at Ecobank. Call Ecobank 23 on 0800-003-225 whenever, wherever for further details. Ecobank, a better way, a better Africa. I am Pius Kujo Baka. Thanks so much for your company, Ignitionist.
Zaxby's just out Philly the Philly again. The Zaxby's Chicken Philly is back with garlic aioli, sautéed peppers and onions, decadent melty cheese, and your choice of Zaxby's signature crispy chicken fingers or delicious grilled chicken. But it's only back for a limited time, so enjoy it while you can. No pressure. It's just the greatest sandwich of all time on a ticking clock. Order the Chicken Philly today. Who's got the sauce? Zaxby's.